the Vocabulary Mnemonics podcast. You're here with Matt and Mom.
Hello.
On this podcast, we teach you 10 words typically found on big standardized college tests like the GRE and SAT. And as a bonus, you get a clever mnemonic to help you remember each word. And our first word today is caprice, C-A-P-R-I-C-E, which means a sudden, unpredictable change, as of one's mind or the weather. So it's like a whim would be a synonym. And in a sentence, Mom was tired of dealing with her unruly kids, so she capriciously took a trip to the Bahamas. And the mnemonic that I've come up with for this word to help you remember that it's to change something unpredictably, like on a whim, is when I see the word caprice, the word price is in there. So I think of someone who's at the store and they see a low price when they're at the check stand, and so they kind of buy on impulse, on a whim. So that if you just think of someone buying something on a whim because of the low price, that'll help you remember what caprice means.
Okay. My first word is alacrity. Alacrity. A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y. Alacrity. And alacrity means cheerful readiness. So some synonyms for cheerful readiness are eagerness, willingness, zeal, enthusiasm, all really good states of mind, I think. Here's the sentence. Upon being invited to go see his Broncos play in a Monday night football game, Matthew became sanguine, accepting with alacrity. And that actually happened. And I saw it with my own eyes, so it's true. A readiness and eagerness to go do something. The mnemonic for alacrity starts out with the beginning of the word alacrity, A-L-A. And if you think of, when you hear that sort of prefix, you might think of it, a la something, then you're kind of waiting for what comes next. Like it might be a la mode or a la carte or a la king. And so you hear a la, and then you wonder what's going to come next, and you're eager and ready to hear how that's going to be finished. So alacrity is kind of like a la, right there at the beginning. Might help remember that alacrity is cheerful readiness.
Okay, third word is effluent, E-F-F-L-U-E-N-T, effluent, meaning something that flows out or forth, like an outflow or effluence. A sentence is, the effluent water started in the mountains and ended up in the ocean. So something that flows forth. And the mnemonic that I have for effluent is, if someone is effluent in language, like they're very fluent in speaking like another language or their own language, then the words tend to just flow out of their mouth like water, just flows out. And also when you see effluent, the flu kind of that in the middle of the word sounds like flow. So that, you know, when you think of, someone who just has a fluidity of speech and fluent language, that'll help you that effluent means that it just, you know, flows forth.
Okay, my second word is obstreperous. Obstreperous, it's kind of a mouthful. O-B-S-T-R-E-P-E-R-O-U-S. Obstreperous. Obstreperous means resisting control or restraint. The synonyms are noisy, boisterous, unruly. Unruly is a really good synonym for obstreperous. A sentence is, when Mom took her seventh grade students to the school library, the obstreperous ones caused such a commotion that she was forced to remove all of them back to the classroom. A mnemonic for remembering obstreperous means unruly or noisy is, if you think of strep throat, so you have a sore throat, and when a person is noisy and yelling and arguing and resisting, they might get strep throat. So obstreperous, just kind of think of strep and a throat that's been yelling and noisy.
Okay, good. Fifth word is hirsute or hirsute, spelled H-I-R-S-U-T-E, hirsute. And this just simply means hairy or shaggy. And so in a sentence you could say, when the hirsute man heard someone say he looked like Sasquatch, he knew it was time to shave. So it's really a simple word, and there's actually an easy way to remember it, because if you break the word down, it kind of sounds like hair suit. So just think of someone who has this thick suit of hair that they have to deal with, and then you know that her suit means hairy or shaggy.
Okay, lovely image. Okay, my next word is lucubrate. Lucubrate. And it means to study laboriously, especially at night. And it also means to write in a scholarly fashion. So both having to do with being studious. But if we just sort of stick with the studious, studying at night, the synonyms would be little phrases like burn the midnight oil or bury oneself in. And I don't believe I spelled lucubrate. It's L-U-C-U-B-R-A-T-E. A sentence for lucubrate is, graduate school provides students with myriad opportunities to lucubrate, often resulting in a dearth of sleep. Hopefully, though, the end result is a published dissertation. So the way to remember lucubrate is to think of the beginning of the word Luke. And I thought first of Luke Skywalker from Star Wars and pictured him studying to be a Jedi, maybe with Yoda or somebody. I don't know it that well. But anyway, so he's studying, he's taking notes, which brings in the writing part of lucubrate. And just even late into the night, Luke is studying laboriously.
Okay, good. Seventh word is nostrum, N-O-S-T-R-U-M, nostrum, which is a medicine sold with false or exaggerated claims and with no demonstrable value. So it's quack medicine, basically, that has these wild claims attributed to it, but doesn't really have any actual value. So in a sentence, you could say, the bedridden woman was so sick that she was willing to try any and all nostrums presented to her. The mnemonic I used to help me remember nostrum is that the word sounds like nostril. And if you have a quack doctor who's trying to get you to take any kind of medicine, he might tell you to take something through your nostril rather than through your mouth. And as a patient, you would think, wow, that's weird. I don't want to take it through my nostril. Like, don't you usually take medicine through your mouth? And so that might be a tip-off that it was kind of a bogus, weird medicine. So that's how I remember that nostrum means quack medicine.
Okay. My next word is dearth. Dearth. D-E-A-R-T-H. Dearth. It's spelled just like earth with a D in front. Dearth. And it means an inadequate supply. Some synonyms would be scarcity or lack. So a sentence for dearth is, when scanning the TV channels late at night, Mom often notices a dearth of the classic old films she so enjoys. So a dearth just means not enough of something, an inadequate supply. So the way I remember this, the mnemonic for this would be, and it's a little bit of a rhyme here, but it says, think of coming to earth at birth, you have a dearth of everything, basically. You don't even have clothes. Everything has to be provided for you. So a lack of everything. So just think earth at birth, there's a real dearth of pretty much everything. So dearth is an inadequate supply.
Okay, ninth word, regicide. R-E-G-I-C-I-D-E, regicide, which means the killing of a king. A sentence I have is, the citizens never expected that the person responsible for the regicide was the king's own son. So this word, the way I remember this, is that if you break it down into two parts, the beginning, that R-E-G, that comes from the root of regal, which means king or having to do with royalty, or like regent, which is a ruler. So if you can remember that the R-E-G part means regal, having to do with a king, and then the side, which means killing or act of killing, and we see that like in genocide or homicide. So when you combine those two words, you have regal meaning king and side meaning killing, so you have the killing of a king.
Okay. All right, last word for today is urbane, Urbane, U-R-B-A-N-E, urbane. It means having the polish and suavity, there's a word, suavity, regarded as characteristic of sophisticated social life in major cities. It's kind of a large definition there. But if you just think of some easy synonyms, they are sophisticated or civilized, even elegant. One definition I read said that it is marked by wide-ranging knowledge and appreciation of many parts of the world. So if a person travels a lot, they gain a knowledge of city life all over and civilizations, you might say, all over the world. So urbane, the sentence that might help you remember this is, when mom pictures someone urbane, the suave George Clooney immediately comes to mind. So that's urbane. Now, the mnemonic for urbane really just uses the most of the word, which is urban. So just urbane without the E is urban. And we know urban has to do with a city as opposed to suburban, which is a neighborhood. So urban, think of somebody feeling very comfortable in a big city. And that person would be urbane, and so being sophisticated and very civilized goes along with that.
Okay, who knew that mom had a crush on George Clooney all these years? Okay, now I'm going to do a review of our words here. And so, caprice, which means a sudden, unpredictable change or to do something on a whim. So think of a low price causing someone to buy something on a whim. Effluent, meaning something that flows out or flows forth, an outflow. And think of someone who's very fluent in language and the words just flow out of their mouth. Hirsute, which sounds like hair suit, and it means exactly it's hairy or shaggy. Nostrum, which is quack medicine, a medicine that has these huge claims but that doesn't actually do anything. So the doctor tries to give it to you through your nostrils so that you know that he's a quack, bogus doctor. Regicide, which is the combining of regal and side, meaning the killing of a king. That's how you remember regicide. Alacrity, which is cheerful readiness. And so you can think of when someone says a la, they can kind of fill in the blank. A la mode, a la mat, or whatever. So you have to be ready for anything.
A la mom.
A la mom. So yeah, so be pretty ready for anything when you hear that a la, which will help you remember. Alacrity is cheerful readiness. Obstreperous, which is like synonyms are noisy, boisterous, unruly. So you could think of these noisy group of people that are getting strep throat because their voices are so tired of being so noisy and loud. Lucubrate, which is to study laboriously. So think of Luke Skywalker studying with Master Yoda and Luke, lucubrate. Dearth, which is an inadequate supply. So when you come to Earth at birth, you have a dearth of everything. Urbane, which is like sophisticated, elegant. And so someone who is urban is very comfortable in a big city because they have so much polish and they're so sophisticated.
Okay, well, to wrap up this week, while you lucubrate this week, try to do so with alacrity. Indulge your caprice to let the words flow from you like an effluent stream. After all, we suffer from no dearth of opportunities to wax loquacious. I guarantee the effort won't enervate you, even if you are a hirsute, obstreperous tyro. Thanks for joining us this week. See you next time.